Laura Guile lives right in the middle of town, but she won't drink the tap water.
You shouldn't smell water. I mean, I've never smelled water that smelled like cleaners.
Instead, every Saturday, she drives 10 miles out the road to fill a 3-gallon jug from a pipe sticking out of the side of the embankment.
I've been going out the road because they test that water, and we've been drinking out of that pipe for years, and it tastes good. The water in Wrangell used to taste like that, believe it or not.
Guile's concerns aren't misplaced. Wrangell's water plant is in an ongoing battle with a class of chemicals called disinfection byproducts. Wayne McColland, the water plant operator, is frustrated.
Sadly enough, the water you're getting now is the best we can give you. And that sucks. That just flat sucks.
As we discussed in previous installments of this series on water, Wrangell's water treatment plant has what operators describe as a faulty design. So it struggles to treat the reservoir water we drink. In order to meet state and federal water quality standards, disinfectants are added to the water as it leaves the plant. But the leftover organic stuff in the water reacts with those additives. The reaction creates chemicals called HAA5s and TTHMs, haloacetic acids and total trihalomethanes, also known as disinfection byproducts.
It's a common problem in Southeast Alaska.
Cindy Christian is the manager for the state's drinking water program in Juneau.
Because most of the public water systems have surface water as a source, and because the area is very forested and heavily forested, you can have the organic precursors in the source water.
Other Southeast towns have this problem too. But not all communities struggle the way Wrangell does because of its inadequate filtration plant. It's not that these additives will make you sick, at least not right away. But Cindy Christian says haloacetic acids and trihalomethanes are hazardous.
Some of the longer-term health effects are carcinogenic.
That means they can cause cancer. She mentions bladder cancer as a possible consequence of drinking water with elevated levels of HAA5s.
The EPA sets maximum contaminant levels for this class of chemicals, and those are set based on a person, an adult, drinking 2 liters of water over a 70-year period.
That's about half a gallon a day for an adult. The risk is increased for children, pregnant mothers, and the elderly. Since 2015, Wrangell's annual water reports show an almost regular violation of haloacetic acids. Total trihalomethanes are elevated, but still within the allowable range. For Wrangellites like Laura Guile, the way to deal with the issue is to not drink the tap water. Wrangell Cooperative Association is the local tribe, and it's taken upon itself to test the 10-mile pipe because it knows people are drinking the water, either as an alternative or because they live past the cutoff of city water at 6 Mile. Kim Wickman works for the tribe's Indian General Assistance Program and says regular testing began in 2017.
We have been collecting monthly samples ever since. We test for coliforms.
As well as heavy metals, oil, and grease. Others in town filter the tap water before they drink it. To date, Wrangell hasn't had to pay any penalties, not a cent. That's because the spikes in byproducts are seasonal, but calculated over the course of a year. It's a sort of regulatory loophole that has allowed the city to escape financial consequences. In the meantime, McColland says it's probably a good idea to filter your tap water with activated charcoal before you drink it. I had one final question for the plant operator.
Do you drink the water?
Yeah.
Do you think that that's hurting you?
Guess we'll find out.
In the next installment of our series, we'll look at solutions. Why they've been taking so long, and what options the city has to bring Wrangell's drinking water up to snuff. Until then, I'm Sage Smiley in Wrangell.